Well, happy blue year from the Dafabet Welsh Premier League podcast. Contrasting fortunes for the teams in blue this festive period, but we're going to focus on all of them. We've got Wayne Jones from Haverford West after that win. We picked the brains of the Bangor faithful after their season so far. Andy Priest, he's in the pink after beating the Nomads. We'll hear from him. Plus plenty more from teams in green, black, white and red. A rainbow of Welsh football, you might say. Here's our own leprechaun at the bottom of it, Mark Jonah Jones. Jonah, blow the with that.
Yes, and a happy new year to you, Mark.
Now, I tell you the most disappointing thing so far. We weren't on the New Year's honours list. It's happened again. Now, she listens to this podcast because we can track every listen on Audio Boomers, and Buckingham Palace has come up three times. So she's listening, right? So why isn't she giving us the gong? I mean, I deserve one for services to broadcasting, and you deserve one for services to Welsh football management, bearing in mind you haven't managed a football team for a number of years. I think that is a service to Welsh football. What was your highlight of the week?
My highlight for the week, Mark, was Luke Borelli scoring two goals for Haverford West in their 2-1 away win at Park Avenue. I said that one of the Bluebird strikers need to stand up and be a hero if they were to get back into the race for survival. And Borelli's brace has shot Wayne Jones' men right back into the game with 33 points left to play for. That double could be a significant double at the end of the season.
You did absolutely call it. Right strike and right time. And the good news is Wayne Jones joins us on the line now to give us his thoughts. Unbeaten in 2016. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'll take that.
And, you know, to be fair, there have been so many times that me and Jonah have spoken on this podcast about you being the Neely men. You've played in games. You've played your heart out. You've nearly got a draw. You've nearly got a win. And now you've got it. So what was the difference this time in this game?
Well, in all fairness, Mark, we played them, obviously, Boxing Day. And there was nothing between the teams, you know, on that occasion as well. It was just a case of, you know, a bit of unluckiness in terms of the goal we conceded, the wind or whatever we took in on the far post. So, I mean, after the game there, the guys, you know, in all fairness, who put a great shift in, were gutted. So I think we knew then, having to play them, you know, 5 days later, that obviously, you know, we knew what we were up against. So we knew that we could compete. It was just a case of, you know, that we prepped well, and obviously we done, you know, we done our own little work in within to try and achieve the result that we obviously managed to gain in the end. You know, I've still got 11 players on our books who were in the squad that took us up last year. So, in terms of the experience, I think has cost us quite a bit overall. But on top of it, I keep saying week in, week out, you know, we're creating chances time and time again. It's just because we haven't been putting them away. And thank God, obviously, you know, over the New Year's, Luke Borelli's it tooled. He's in all fairness to him.
Now, interestingly, when you do have a win, they seem to come in twos, don't they? You seem to win two on the trot and then it goes. So, Bala coming up next for you, and obviously you'll fancy that being win number two.
Well, hopefully. You know, I think in the way we're playing and setting out, you know, I speak to obviously managers after the games and they're always complimentary towards the players. But I think it's a case of now we've got to take, you know, on board and gain the confidence we've gained from the last game onto Bala, which is, you know, very, very tough place to go anyway.
You must be very excited, not only by your performance of late, but, you know, teams like Bangor dropping points. There's teams like Aberystwyth dropping points. And that fight to get out of that relegation zone, you must be more inspired about that now because you're seeing those sort of teams drop points and giving you a chance to perhaps get out.
Four out of the actual teams we've beaten this season, Aberystwyth away, Port Talbot away, Rhyl away, and also Bangor home. So out of the split, whoever is commanding is going to be in it. We've proven that we can beat them teams, and every game is going to be a six-pointer, from my point of view.
Jonah, everybody says their luck's been out for a while, so is this the turning fortune for Haverford West now?
Well, there's nothing like a big away win to create belief, and the West Walians will now believe in themselves. They haven't really taken a hiding all season and have definitely not been cannon fodder, Mac. It's a tough league for scoring goals, but if the likes of, you know, Borelli or Jordan Follows can produce 10 goals or a dozen from now to the end of the season, that could be the difference in staying up. They came up, don't forget, at the end of last season with a minor miracle when they won 5-0 on their last day.
We've got a bun fight on our hands at the bottom now. Real basement battle, haven't we? Whoever lands up in that bottom six. Has life just got harder, certainly for Rhyl and Portalbert, do you think?
There's 30 points to play for in the second period of games, right? A lot of people don't understand that. They're just looking at this table, right? And at this stage last season, Bangor were counted out. They were gone by almost everybody. Who can say that if Haverford West don't win 8 out of their last 10 games, that they might not get in the playoff for 7th place.
Anyway, let's move on. The big doubleheader of the festive period. You mentioned Bangor against NBI Llandudno. The Citizens took the away win, but I'm sure I heard boos from some of the Bangor boys after that disappointing 3-0. Let's ask someone who was there. That's Connor from the Blue Faction, the Bangor supporters. Welcome to the podcast, Connor. Mixed emotions for you at Christmas. I presume you must have been up in the sky when you beat them at Llandudno, but then it didn't happen the other way, did it?
No, it was one of the best results of the season. We've had it, Llandudno. I mean, no one expected us to win there, not even the Llandudno players or the Bangor fans, I don't think. But to be fair to Llandudno, they redeemed themselves and with a great 3-0 win for them. Basically, took our season back into disrepute.
So, did I hear right? Were there boos at the end of the game at Bangor?
Yeah, there was boos from certain sections of the fans. We're not having a good enough season. You know, we have got a top six squad and everyone at Bangor knows that. And now that result assigned us to the bottom six. So, I think fans weren't happy.
We're getting to the split. Which side is Bangor going to be when the split happens?
Oh, bottom six. Absolutely bottom six. There's no way on earth we'll be getting top six now. I don't even think Neville believes that now. And too late. We've had too many bad results. I mean, Port Talbot has done the double over us. Carmarthen has done the double over us. It hasn't been good enough, really.
Now, coming back to that game against Llandudno, I got a sense that they're looking on Twitter after the game. There was a nice bit of rivalry brewing between you and the new boys. Are they your new enemy? Do they go ahead of Rhyl now?
They don't go ahead of Rhyl, but I think Llandudno like to think that we're their enemy. But they're not our enemy, definitely not. But the only advice I give to Llandudno fans is they have been a credit to the league since joining. No fans ever bring any fans to Nantes this season or in seasons past, really. So I just tell them to ditch the tracksuits, to be honest, because the majority of them are wearing Llandudno tracksuits, and that kind of gives you a bit of a plastic feel, a bit of a TNS, so I tell them to ditch them.
Style advice, but an olive branch being left out, we're not your enemy. I like that. You know the Football League you love is on the rise when somebody sets up spoof accounts of the managers. Of course, somebody has set up Deluded Nev, haven't they? What do you think of that account?
It's not us who've created it, which a lot of people have accused us of already. I think it's a bit of a fun, but some fans are annoyed, and that's a way for them to let their annoyance out.
The flip side to that, of course, a massive achievement for NBI, already guaranteed top six spot. Let's speak to the man of the match at Bangor University Stadium, Mark Williams. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it's been a fantastic ride-up. When you left Colwyn Bay to join Llandudno, could you see this happening? Could you see us talking about you being second in the league?
No, not at all. I mean, I heard lots of good things about Llandudno and their performances last year with me being a local lad. You know, to go into the Welsh Grand for the first time and do what they've done. I think everyone's just enjoying the ride. And, you know, sometimes I think they have to pinch themselves with some of the results, you know, we've had, especially on the road. You know, just a few off the top of my head. I think 4-2 at Carmarthen, 4-1 at Aberystwyth, 2-0 at Airbus, 4-1 at Port Talbot, then 3-0 on New Year's Day. So our away record's been very good, and I think everyone's just enjoying it.
What was said in the dressing room after that defeat by Bangor?
It was a very disappointing dressing room. I think we all knew we weren't at our best. As a team, we weren't at our best, and certainly from a personal point of view, I came off knowing I hadn't done, you know, my best, and it was disappointing.
Your joint highest top scorer at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that the personal target for you now, to make sure you get the golden boot?
Yeah, if I could take second place and not win the golden boot, I'd say that now in terms of, you know, Tony Gray, your Venables, who I'm sure will be there at the end of the season. Playing with Tony at Chester, he is a out-and-out goal scorer. You know, if I was to put my money on someone, I think he'd win the golden boot. He's a number nine and he's a great finisher.
Luke Cummings this month, the Davabet player of the month next month, of course, will be Mark Williams from Llandudno.
Yeah, it'd be great to think that. I think, I mean, all the lads have been saying I've been close in every month so far. They just tipped up the line. You know, maybe scoring in every game in December. I thought it might just seal the deal, but not to be. I'll keep working hard and I'm sure I won't be too far away one then.
And Airbus pulled a rabbit out of the hat in one of the ding-dong games of the week. Very exciting indeed. Let's hear from Andy Priest after that Connors Quay Nomads win.
I don't think you get a better spectacle as well for the league, really, in how competitive the league has been this year. And that's the way it's been. It's been just nip and tuck, and you just knew that it'd probably come down to something like this, especially the way our season's gone. We've been up and down, and the 2-1 down with not very long left, and to win the game and almost secure a top six finish, I can only speak highly of the lads and their character and their desire and their will to win. A lot of questions asked of them today. You know, we're put under massive pressure first half, and to go in one each, I thought, you know, we done well. I was happy to go in at one each, but then they started again on the front foot, and you know, they looked pretty comfortable in that second half. But we found another gear and came back at them and ultimately got a win that I think probably just because of that sheer desire that we deserved to win.
But the Nomads have signed Nathan Wolfe. Jonah, it's transfer deadline season. We've got some signings being talked about already. What do you know about Nathan Wolfe?
He's played for the Bolton Wanderers. You know, he played against Sporting Lisbon in the UEFA Cup, so that's quality already. You know, he joined Wrexham, went in the Spanish second division, been out on loan to Stockport County. He's coming back now to the Welsh Premier League. I'm sure it's a sound signing by Jay Caton and Andy Morrison. It'll be the first, I think every club will sign 2 to 3 to 4 signings.
Now, what I've heard is that Bangor definitely need a striker, and what I've heard on the grapevine is that Steve Lewis is 100% signed for them. What do you make of that signing?
I liked him last season. When I've seen him play for Real a few times, I thought he was a good striker, and I think he's good enough. I take him.
Connor Bell, he's re-signed or extended his loan with Real. That is the boon of the century for Real, I would presume.
Yeah, Bell, a couple of weeks ago, watched him on Scottie O programme. He scored a great goal, even though his side went down to a 2-1 defeat to Connors Key Nomads. He looks a good footballer, looks a good finisher. You know, he's getting goals. He plays with enthusiasm. He's got, you know, he really has been a plus for the Lily Whites, and that will be most probably their biggest signing of the season. I think they're going to make a couple more signings.
Dave Vincent has gone from Portobello Town to Carmarthen. He's crossed the border. What do you make of that move?
Well, I like the lad, Vince. He's still only young. He's still only 24, and he's joined the league in the first season. Maybe if the Steelmen would have made a brighter start of the season, and he could have been bedded in alongside Tate a bit earlier on, but it just didn't seem to happen for him. But I think this kid can make it in this league. He's a decent player, definitely. Listen, Azar would have watched closely. He may think he needs a centre-half to join Chrissy Thomas and Dwayne Bailey down at Carmarthen Town, and he might see him as the, you know, centre-half for the future. I think this kid can make it in this league, and good luck to him.
Staying with Carmarthen, Luke Cummins has got Player of the Month award for the Davabet WPL Awards. What do you think of Luke's performances so far this month?
Well, unbelievable revelation. You know, his goal scoring in the last couple of games, 3 goals in 2 games. But in a funny mark, I was at the derby. Kyle Bassett, the right winger for Carmarthen, got injured. Brought Dan Sheehan on to play in Luke Cummins' position of right back. Ever since then, Cummins has gone into midfield and produced 3 wonderful goals, and he's claimed Player of the Month. What, you know, a transformation, a little switch in football can be.
But Talbot drew with Carmarthen at the Gen Quip. The old gold apparently holding off a bucket load of chances from Talbot. So, Jonah, it would suggest that Talbot know where the goal is. They just need somebody to tap it in. Is that what they need in the transfer window, another striker?
They need a full squad available. I've said that before. But they've got enough experience. If they can put a run together now, that's what's required now. You go through their spine, Mac. Stephen Cairns been one of the best goalies in the league for years. They've got Alan Tate, ex-Swansea City captain. Paul Fowler, record appearance holder for Carmarthen Town. And Martin Rose, record appearance holder and goal scorer for Port Talbot. Now, that spine is crucial to them. If the other players around them can put their shift in, I think they'll come through.
Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting couple of weeks as people square up for those last places, either side of the divide, and what happens after that. We have to say congratulations, of course, to Mike Wilde. His 150th Welsh Premier League goal. Here he is, after Newtown, celebrating in the delight.
It's a good milestone. It's good. A few people probably say we'd have a couple more than 150, but I'm just thankful that I've reached that kind of milestone as well. Only recalling, 6 months ago, a hat-trick in the Champions League here as well, so they obviously stand out, but all the goals that have actually led to us winning the title as well are all in the back of my mind, stored. So, yeah, it's been a successful time since I've been here.
A Bala with still games in hand after Storm Desmond or Storm Frank or whatever it was called this week. Conal Murta disappointed after not doing the double over Rill.
We played well, 29th. Probably didn't produce those performance levels today. Obviously the conditions were a challenge for us, and I think they played a lot better. You know, we didn't do enough to win the game. The draw was probably a fair result, even though they did have a few good chances. We did try and approach it with a better mentality, but because after a good performance on the 29th, maybe we thought that we were going to win easier than what it was going to be.
So, Jonah, let's rattle through this weekend's fixtures. A doubleheader of importance on Friday. Aberystwyth facing Bartholbet. Aber needing points, Bartholbet needing to convert the chances. Who's going to win that one, Jonah?
Well, Aber need to win for an outside chance of the top six place, and the Steelmen are desperate to stay away from the dogfight at the bottom. Big players now need to stand up for their clubs. They have, you know, in previous years, Venables has to produce, you know, his best again. Now, old Golden Boot himself needs to go golden again and get a couple of goals if they're going to get in the top six. Mentioned Martin Rose earlier on. It'll be interesting for Rhys Griffiths. I wonder if, you know, Rhys Griffiths worried to get the winner and get his team in the top six and put Port Talbot, you know, definitely down in the bottom six. That'll be interesting. But it's a big game. I think, you know, Aber on a Friday night, they should start as, you know, red-hot favourites against the Steelmen. But if Andy Dyer gets his troops ready and, you know, they're up now and ready for a scrap, it could produce a result. Aber have had a bad couple of games at home. The Dafabet odds are interesting. It's 4-6 at home for Aber and 7-2. I'm sure that a few of the Steelmen fans with any money left over from Christmas may have a couple of quid on.
And then the other game to talk about, Bangor hosting Newtown. Bearing in mind Bangor are at home, terrible. Lost 6 at home in all competitions this season. Only won 3. They may as well play away, haven't they?
Well, Neville Powell's men need to produce for him now. And their fans who've stayed loyal. They got a loyal band of followers, always have, right? They need to produce now. Chris Hughes could secure a top six now. They've experienced Europe last year. They want to get in that top six, which as big a game as it is for Bangor. Unfortunately for Bangor, it's a bigger game for Newtown. So,
and then on Saturday, Bala hosting Haverford West, a mop-up game from all those storms. The Blues will certainly want to get something out of Bala. Do you think that there's a possibility they can get something there?
I was at the first game, Mark, in Newbridge in September. Mark Connolly double saw Bala win 2-0. It'd be a massive shock if this were to happen again, you know. But the smart money for me says Bala's quest for the second spot should see them take the spoils.
The Smiling Assassin has taken the Manager of the Month award. Jay Catton, what do you make of Connors Key Nomads' performances?
They've been transformed. Looks like making the top six now. That every game they're playing is a competitive game. They just look a little bit tougher to beat than they used to be.
Well, I tell you what, they certainly put on a ding-dong of a game with Airbus over the weekend, and that was a thriller. And we've seen some great games over the festive period, and now we move on to see who can stay in check for the rest of the season. Jonah, as ever, it is an honour to work with you, even if we haven't got honoured. Lord Jonah Jones will be returning to the podcast next week, hopefully.
Audio Boom. Audio Boom. Bringing you the world's best audio.